The two competitors in a Democratic State Assembly primary in Milwaukee tomorrow say that their contest has implications for the entire metro area. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports on the election battle between incumbent Ryan Clancy and challenger Jared Anderson.
The primary in State Assembly District 19 is unusual in this week's legislative contests, as it's not one directly affected by this year's new district maps. Redistricting barely changed 19, which still stretches from about UW-Milwaukee through downtown to Bayview. Instead, this intra-party race is a contrast in issues, both local and international. Ryan Clancy, elected to the State Assembly in 2022, also served for much of the last 2 years on the Milwaukee County Board. 5 months ago, he spearheaded a county resolution that called for the U.S. to push for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. At a county board meeting, Clancy criticized Israel's rhetoric in response to the Hamas attacks last October 7th.
This is clear, compelling evidence that the intent here is to kill Palestinians, to kill the people of Gaza.
The board narrowly passed a substitute ceasefire resolution that dropped the term genocide from describing Israel's military effort and emphasized the release of hostages across the region. Sitting on the front porch of his Bayview home last week, Clancy said he's glad he promoted the item.
Sure, absolutely. So, I mean, Milwaukee County at that point joined, I think, over 100 counties and municipalities that had weighed in a similar manner. And that is how our elected leaders at the federal level gauge, largely what the people want.
But chatting at a park not far from his East Side home, Jared Anderson, Clancy's opponent in the assembly primary, says Clancy pressed too hard on the Gaza issue.
We have no influence over foreign policy, over direction of foreign aid. We have influence over what happens here in Wisconsin and in Milwaukee.
Anderson says that local and state influence should be used on issues like improving public safety and health care coverage. Anderson is a health care attorney. He downplays any money coming into the contest from pro-Israel and pro-business groups. But Clancy says his opponent is getting outside help for social media ads and mailed campaign literature. One endorsement not in dispute is Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson backing Anderson. Clancy says that partly stems from his opposition to bringing the Republican National Convention to Milwaukee, and partly from his vote against the deal city and county leaders struck with Republican legislators to create a Milwaukee sales tax and increase the county one. Last summer, Clancy testified at a county hearing against sales tax hikes.
When we neglect the idea that this is an inherently regressive thing, that this falls far, far harder on the poor, we are doing ourselves a disservice.
But Anderson says the legislative deal increased state shared revenue for many governments and gives Milwaukee more funds.
You know, when I think of the sales tax, I think in particular of folks from out of town, folks from out of state coming into Summerfest and coming in for Bucks games and coming in for Brewers games. And I think of the money that they're spending that's helping to make Milwaukee better.
Anderson is highlighting some remarks Clancy made last year criticizing policing. But Clancy says his quote is being taken out of context. The two men concur that what happens in District 19 Tuesday has wide implications. Clancy's take is that, like in some congressional contests, progressive supporters of Palestinians are under attack.
This is right out of the playbook of conservatives that want to pit the Democratic Party against each other.
But Anderson says if he wins the primary, he has the connections in the 19th district to raise money and recruit volunteers to help Democrats around the state.
There is power here, and we need a Democrat that's going to activate that potential and make sure that we're showing up for Democrats the state over.
Clancy responds that he's already helped other Democrats get elected. There's no Republican in the 19th Assembly District contest, meaning an almost sure victory in November for tomorrow's primary winner in Bayview, downtown, and the East Side. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.